Welcome inside McLean Stadium on the banks of the Brazos River in Waco, Texas, as the 22nd-ranked 4-0 BYU Cougars play for a 2-0 start to Big 12 play as they visit the Baylor Bears. To the left and two to the right for Jake Retzloff in an empty shotgun. He throws a quick out, complete to Cody Epps for a 5-yard gain. Simple little completion, first down and 10, makes it second down and 5. Big looks and throws complete for the first down to Lassiter. Steps out of a tackle, the 45, the midfield for Darius Lassiter. Needs to hang on to the football and does to the Baylor 45-yard line. At the Baylor 43-yard line, shotgun snap to Retzloff. Clean pocket, guns one on the crosser, complete to Lassiter again at the 30-yard line. Moves the sticks, first and 10, BYU. That was a rifle from Retzloff. Tight end left. Marion motion from left to right. They fake the jet to Marion. Retzloff has a man wide open. Miles Davis on the wheel. Makes the catch for the touchdown. The Cougs open on top 6-0. Less than 5 minutes in. Right down the field and right into the end zone. Miles Davis scores his third touchdown as a Cougar for the Bears. Robertson has a pass, batted up, intercepted at the 20-yard line. The first play of the game is a takeaway for BYU. Kokai and Enoch are now split backs, shotgun split backs on a second down and 4 from the Baylor 16-yard line. Ball between the hash marks, BYU right to left. Jake Retzloff claps the hands. Gives to Kokai, sweeping to the right, to the 10, to the 5, to the 4, 3. Ripped back there, but it's first and goal for BYU. It's an 11-yard run for Pokaiawa Hunga. And the Cougs are inside the 5, first and goal. Retzloff goes gun with Navahine. Second and goal from the 2. And on the wide receiver screen from the left side to Chase Roberts. Receives the ball, steps in past the plane for the touchdown. Chase scores to make it 13-0 with the PAT pending. Back-to-back weeks with a touchdown catch for Chase Roberts. Fourth down and 1. Shotgun snap and a stop in the backfield. They will turn it over on downs. It's Isaiah Glasker. And Glasker got into the backfield just that quickly and rocked the running back for the loss on the play.
Glasker's just sitting on the outside waiting. I think he knows what's coming.
That's a low snap to Retzloff. The handoff to Navahine. And on a first down and 15, a run of 13 for Enoch Navahine. That's his long run of the season. Marion motions, play fake, sprint right. Jake sets the platform and now throws on the run and throws. Well done by Keelan Marion. Catch on the sideline. Watch the tightrope to the 47 to move the sticks. That appeared to be a last resort throw, almost a throw away, but it wasn't. Jake knew who he had. He had Keelan Marion on the boundary at the far side of the field and tapped the toes to move the chains. Well done to the 47, first and 10. A five-step drop by Jake. Pressure collapses on him. Takes off to the left. Jake's on a nice run. The 40, the 35, forced out of bounds, 32-yard line. Oh, and it'll be a flag. He is thrown into the Baylor bench. Oh, he slams into the bench, gets up okay. That will be a hit out of bounds. Navahine left hip. They're going to motion JoJo from left to right. Jake on the keepers. Got good blocking. Jake to the 15, 10, 5, 10. Touchdown! Jake Retzloff steps inside the left pylon. It's 20-0. It's all BYU in the opening quarter. Jake Retzloff with his fourth touchdown run as a BYU Cougar and first of this season. A shift to tight trips left, single wide right, Retzloff hand clap, three-step drop for Jake, fires on the out, complete to Lassiter for the first down. BYU 3-for-3 on third downs, catches it in stride, great solid throw from Jake Retzloff, forcing Lassiter out of the 40-yard line to move the sticks. Jake settles, forced out, throws to an open man, release valve, complete to the 40, the 45, against Hounga. He's 1 yard shy of the first down line to gain, so got to the 49, needed midfield, a gain of 9 on first down and 10. Turn and give, Navahine. Navahine trying to shoot a gap, and does for a gain of 6 and almost 7. Well done by Enoch Navahine. Not a lot there for him, but he shot through a little door-sized hole and then fell forward off one of his teammates for a gain of 6, creating a second down and 4. Second and 4 from the Baylor 44. The hand clap, the play fake, the short boot. Jake goes deep. He's got Lassiter. He's got the touchdown! Darius ran the post, and Jake found him in stride for the score. Beautiful! The Cougs make it 27-7 with the PAT pending. Spectacular throw and catch.
And Darius Lassiter is going to finish this off with a moonwalk and some robot moves from the arms. A nice celebration in the back into the end zone.
Now they'll set up Hawkins to create twins left and right. The belt high snap to Robertson. Robertson has pressure. Robertson going down! sacked in the backfield by Crew Wakely. And Baylor will punt it away on a 3rd-and-7 to 4th-and-very-long. And Crew Wakely shooting in for the sack. Nawahine off the right hip of Jake. In motion to empty. Jake guns it complete for a first down to the 41, 42-yard line. Darius Lassiter. A quick little sit down on the left side. Makes the reception and moves the sticks for BYU. This from 54. Right hash for the right-legged kicker. Vanderhaar awaits the snap. Gets it down. Farron. Plenty of leg. And through for three. That's the way you do it.
Oh, yeah. Never a doubt. I really trust Will Farron's leg. Have all season.
And that was the final play of the first half. So no points for the Bears to end the half. A field goal that comes up short moments after Will Farron was good with room to spare from 54 to give BYU a 17-point lead. And the half is over. BYU 31, Baylor 14. The two backers are Glasker and Kelly. This may be what we see, steady diet here in the second half. Sawyer Robertson, his first pass is a sack. He goes down hard, hangs onto the football. And well done to do so. And that, Tyler Batty's first sack of the season.
And done in grand fashion. He's going to beat his offensive tackle on just an inside pass rush.
Bell high snap to Robertson. Robertson, again, under duress. Release to the far flat. A sidestep. A nice hang-on tackle by Crew Wakely. Crew Wakely appeared to be juked, but hung on and makes the tackle around the ankles. BYU in a 4-2-5. Bat down. Incomplete. Logan Lutui, number 59, from the right side of the quarterback. Baylor scores on the next drive here. Hands, and it's...
Oh, we're in business.
It's as if the 21-0 lead almost wasn't there.
Put the hard hat.
Fake! Hoover's called a fake! Vanderhaar makes the first down! Vanderhaar midfield! 45-40! Oh, what a play! And what a call! Kelly Papinga and the special teams pull one out of the hat! Did the Cougars need that? Yes, they were facing a three and out. Yes, momentum was headed to the Bears. But yes, Sam Vanderhaar runs on the fake and moves the sticks. 31-21. The Cougs lead by 10. Nawahine off the left hip of Retzlaff. Jake, knee-high snap. Quick fire on the slant. That's complete for a first down to Darius Lassiter. Sure hands that time. They go back to Darius, and he moves the chains. And now you're in scoring territory. Empty now. Two receiving options left, including Hauga. Three to the right. Third down and six at the Baylor 27. Jake on a belt high snap. Throws underneath. On a double clutch catch by Lassiter. What a grab. He didn't catch it cleanly, but he popped it up in the air and hauled it in. Oh, what a huge reception by Darius. 37-yarder for a guy that hit from 54 career-long early in the game. So to make it a 13-point lead, Will Farron on from 37. Ball between the hashes. Kick on its way and easily through for three. 34-21, Cougs up 13. Robertson on a short drop. Has a batted ball. And that's the third bat today at the line. And it'll be incomplete. Mangelson, who had the pick off the deflection by Nelson to open the game, records the pass breakup.
Perfect timing by Blake Mangelson. He's going to get into a bull rush, recognize pass, continue to press. He's watching the quarterback's eyes. As soon as the quarterback cocks the ball, Blake is ready to spring, and he just gets his hand on it.
A fire to the far side. It is broken up. Well done by Maury Bamba. Running stride for stride with Jackson again. They went back to Jackson, and Maury times his arm perfectly on the swipe out. I don't see any flags. It's a three and out. Quarterback draws Sawyer Robertson. Robertson gets a run of five, maybe four, before he's tackled by Isaiah Banya, 2nd-and-6.
Banya drops an elbow. Banya's coming from that defensive end position as Sawyer's fighting his way through the A-gap, and Banya just drops a hammer on him and bends Sawyer backwards like a piece of toast.
Chest high snap to Robertson. He's got room to run to the right. Forced toward the boundary, slips and falls, will not get there. He fell down at midfield. He gained two, needed five. Turnover on downs. BYU will take it over at midfield with 37 seconds to go in the third. Sawyer Robertson receives a shotgun snap, helmet high. Dancing in the pocket. On the seam, it is incomplete. Incomplete, lots of Cougars in the neighborhood. Wakely among them on the intended intermediate throw for Hawkins. And now Baylor will punt it away. Twins either side. BYU shows three on the line. They bring three. Robertson dancing on his tiptoes. Oh, a It's almost picked off, and it should have been. Oh, no! Jack Kelly had it in his hands. It'll come down to fourth down. They threw it right to Jack Kelly.
Jack
couldn't squeeze it. Oh, he had it right at the face mask. And a fastball from Robertson. Jack just couldn't squeeze it. So, no harm done if you can stop fourth and seven. He claps the hands, receives the chest high snap. Goes far sideline. It is incomplete. And no flags on the play. Too far wide for the intended receiver, Ashton Hawkins. Jacob Robinson in coverage. And the Cougars hold and get the ball back. Clock rolling. Hand clap by Robertson. Chest high snap. Lobs it down the near side. It's in the air. A long time. Picked off! That'll be the ball game. Crew Wakely seals the deal for BYU. Here's the final kneel down. Jake takes the snap, takes the knee. BYU takes the win. The Cougs break into the Big 12 away win column for the first time. It's a sunshine celebration here in Waco, Texas. BYU wins it by a score of 34-28. The Cougs are 5-0 going into the bye week.